So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios, powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. I just saw in a commercial. I'm not sure if it's pretentious. I'm going to try to squeeze it in there, today's side question. Or is it I just can't stand it? The man bun.
No, that's pretentious.
Okay.
You're in full agreement. Yeah.
The man bun. Let's put that in there. So it's a person, place, thing, trend, something pretentious. And it was all due to Robert and Ben Salem when we did the Adidas with Adidas. All right, let me go to Rich and Paoli. Little reaction to, and it's kind of newsworthy here in that Ryan Boyer saying that Josh Shapiro is for school choice, but they seem to try this line, not for the school choice if you're in a district like Swarthmore. All right, I hadn't heard that before. That's the argument. All right, expect that this stuff will be out there. You're going to see a lot of back and forth on it. Big issues, big guest. Rich in Paoli, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Rich.
Hey, how's it going, Doc?
Good, Rich.
The thing is that they say, you know, he mentions the schools are underfunded. I understand that when you got a liberal on, we had to walk, you know, on tiptoes around them. We hate to be contentious because they won't come on. So it's just, you know, I understand that it's when we get anybody to talk to, we got to be careful with our not to alienate them, but which is sad, you know, because the fact is the schools are not underfunded. They're not properly, you know, organized, period.
Yeah, well, the Philadelphia schools, I mean, in previous iterations, he doesn't condemn them as much as he says, yeah, but people ought to have choice. And you heard what he said about the charter schools, et cetera. Look, he's in a dilemma here, Rich. He's for choice. He is a choice guy. His whole life is that. Josh Shapiro is playing with this. He's not going to do it. So you got to come up with rationale to say, well, Josh Shapiro really is trying to get choice when he's not.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, when you're a politician, you got to thread the needle, which is not easy.
Yeah.
But he's a slick politician, Shapiro.
Yeah.
Then you answered my you answered your question. I'm from Chester County, and the pretentious person epitomizing pretentiousness is Houlihan. These women who are educated up here in Chester County, rich, and they're extremely moral. They have a moral upend. They're extremely pretentious with their views. They're right, and we're immoral. So,
gotcha.
You know, you actually answered your own question.
Yeah, the Houlihan would be an example. I think Madeline Dean is not pretentious. She's just obnoxious. But, yeah, Houlihan's a little bit more of that horse country. I can't vote for Lake and Riley. Guy Shiraki's got a great column up. I think it's Real Clear Pennsylvania Today that he sent me this morning. He and I go back and forth talking about the Philadelphia suburbs. And he talks about the fact that the suburbs used to be about order, about cleanliness, about schools that were deemed, quote, good. And Republicans were in charge. But then with people moving in and a brand change and a difference change, people no longer, and he details how much taxation has gone up, how much government has grown in Delaware County, Montgomery County. I don't think, there are probably people listening that don't realize that Delaware County used to be worse than Philadelphia on the Republican side. In other words, they had the war board. They controlled it for eons. It was every bit as Republican as Philadelphia was Democrat. And Guy talks again about the type of people, Houlihan, Dean, and all that have this suburban style where they're not, they're seen as moderate, even though they're radical in the stuff they're engaging. So how in the world can these moms, these women out there in Chester County, be with Houlihan saying, stopping people that are here illegally, constantly committing crimes, and telling ICE when we have them in captivity to come and get them is unconstitutional? Yeah, it's unconstitutional. Tell that to the Ukrainian woman with this maniac killing her in Charlotte. Tell that to Lake and Riley. Tell that to the woman who was brutally raped and killed similar to Lake and Riley. So I do hope we're trying to reach this this guy who's the Silicon Valley guy. I do hope he comes on and talks about this mural program. I'd like to see one here in Philadelphia. Will Philadelphia not allow it? It's inflammatory. He's putting up $500,000 to get, and he says it could, you know, he'll fund $10,000 a mural for Irina to be the face of what we're dealing with now. Does this one have legs? Does this stick because it's so horrific? And I led off today, and Stephen's son was unaware of it. We hope to get him on today or tomorrow, the former head of the Capitol Police. This guy's amazing. The National Guard claims, the joint force here, that inadvertently documents surveys of the National Guard. And look, I understand that they're away from home. Am I expected to believe, though, that the average National Guard person in Washington doesn't have a sense of the good they're doing? That they feel used, they feel ashamed and embarrassed, and they're living in fear? Am I buying that, that that's the majority opinion, vast majority opinion? And who are these people taking that? Shouldn't they be trying to inspire them to see what they are doing through their service? They're rescuing! What's the number one thing I think of when I think of the National? I don't think of riots or whatever. I think of the more homegrown variety. The word just came to me. Flooding. National Guard there. Helping people because they have the resources, the technology, the ability, right? I need to hear from people in the National Guard if that's true. And it's rescue. They are rescuing people. Particularly in Washington. The people in charge are sickening. That these documents inadvertently were sent all over the place. Why would they be being sent anywhere? 855-839-1210. I want to see the documents. I want to hear these people in the Guard. And again, I'm taking into account, it's got to be difficult, be away from home, all those kinds of things. We get it. But haven't they been celebrated? Haven't even the mayor and others talked about this? And I see here in the documents, they're talking about, oh yeah, you know, people mocking this because they're acting as cops. Then on the other hand, they said they're doing nothing like picking up trash and all. Those are all good things. But what the hell is going on here? Well, we have a battle here, and we're going to see who wins in this. And I'm betting on the side, not the Van Jones side who talked about how this guy was in distress. I'm betting on the side of the silent majority. The groups that are out there, way back to Richard Nixon, who have had it with living in fear. They've had it seeing what happened in this instance and being told stuff like, well, why are we making such a big deal out of this one crime? I'll give you a reason why I'm making a big deal out of the 12th and Chestnut crime. And Judge Dugan running against Larry Krasner will be here at 1:30. I'm making a big deal out of it for two reasons. One, this is classic Krasner. if in any way, shape, or form, you can take something really major and knock it down several degrees, that's his first instinct. So he may prosecute, but for a much lesser extent. The other thing is, this happened at 12th and Chestnut, broad daylight on a Saturday with hundreds of people around. And one of the reasons this character involved apparently sees that area as where he just hangs out all day and causes trouble or whatever he does there. He's homeless. Sees it as his home turf, if you will. Have you been down Chestnut? I mean, Chestnut Street used to be the street in Philadelphia for shops and all that kind of stuff. I've talked about having to do that passport thing, so I decided to walk from where we are, 24th and Chestnut, down to 9th. And just the weed alone. I mean, I don't care what you do, but come on. I mean, what the heck are we doing here?
It's all day.
It's all day, and it's... The atmosphere is the atmosphere of shoplifting, people hanging around, homeless, the whole thing. Anything can happen. So shouldn't somebody like the mayor and others be talking about, hey, 12th and Chestnut, this is like, it's not the middle of nowhere. It's not the middle of the night. And yes, he executed this woman. I think the DA's office didn't like the fact that the woman is the one that had the gun originally. It was taken away, her gun. The guy shot her. She was in a struggle. Okay. She's not able to respond. And that's when he just fires multiple times more at her. How's that manslaughter? By the way, small thing. And again, I don't want to open the whole thing here. I get Eagles fans are happy. Stop playing around with language. All right? I'm talking about Jalen Carter. If you get kicked out of a game... That's not a suspension. Stop calling it that. The word has clear meaning. You get suspended for actions that you take that carry over into another game. So if the NFL doesn't want to suspend him, they don't think that this is worthy of that. But don't they have a clear rule on something like this? If it was obvious, you're going to get thrown out of the game.
Well, they've basically said that him getting thrown out on the first play of the game is essentially a suspension
in itself. It is
not.
It's getting thrown out of a game.
But he got thrown out of the entire game, aside from, what,
okay,
six
so
seconds.
If it had been 5 minutes more?
No, then they might have suspended him more.
It's not, I don't know. The word's clear, suspension, has a meaning that has something to do with beyond this game. If you're getting kicked out of a game, you're getting kicked out. And if you do something that egregious that just being kicked out and then more is needed, then it's a suspension.
Well, isn't the more the game check they took away as well?
No, it's the more with, well, sure, but you can't call it a suspension. Just call it you got kicked out of the game and sure. You don't want to suspend them. I just like when the language is here, and I get it, they were
concise.
In a tough spot because it's a whole game. I get it.
Hmm.
But I just would like to know if something's that egregious, are they saying all that's demanded is you get kicked out of one game? That's what they're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
If somebody does something egregious now in the third quarter, I want to see if they're going to suspend him another game.
They do. I mean, they do that all the time in college football. You get ejected in the second half. You have to sit out the next first half of the next game.
Oh, I wouldn't go with a hard and fast rule, but okay. All right. Coming to your calls. Don't forget the side question. Let me go to Robert and Ben Salem because he's the architect of today's pretension story. Hey, Robert, what's going on there? Yeah, Robert, are you delivering something? Hi.
Is that a concert?
How are you doing today?
Well, who's playing? Is this a 113 concert going on there? Hi.
No, I went into the wrong room.
Okay, that's all right.
Sorry about that. Real quick, before, I don't want to change subject or anything, but I don't know if you guys are paying attention to the UAP hearings that they're having in Congress. And they were talking about these silver orbs that they've been spotting all over the place, flying with no means of propulsion. And they used a drone to hit one with a Hellfire missile. And the Hellfire missile ricocheted off, and the orb kept going.
I did see that,
The guys on the panel are scared because they said that we don't have anything in our arsenal that could withstand a Hellfire hit. And I don't care what you believe as far as UAP, UFOs, whatever. There's something going on that we're going to find out about soon, I think, that is just going to blow our minds, Don, because there's things happening right now, and it doesn't even seem that they care that we're filming them anymore. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know what it is. I don't pretend to know.
Yeah, I would say if any administration, if there's something there with the where you're going with this, the Trump administration, it will get out. I mean, they have been good about this type of stuff.
Because it's scary, man. I'm ex-Air Force. I know what we're capable of, and that worries me a little bit.
Sure.
It really does. But I'll move on to the side question. One of the pretentious things that bugged me, and I'm pretty sure that Houlihan and the other, the good afternoon lady up there have one in front of their house, and that is a hate has no home here sign in front of your house. Telling the world, I'm better than you, but I would submit to you that if a political canvasser knocked on her door wearing a MAGA hat, you would see some hate coming out of these people. And I'm betting that any time I see that sign, the matriarch is a Karen. I think the odds go way up that the matriarch is a Karen.
Yeah, and Robert, you know what? You hit one of the signs of pretension. One of the signs of pretension is virtue signaling, big time.
Yep. Yeah, and this is lazy virtue signaling.
Yeah.
You don't even have to say nothing. You put a stupid little sign in front of your house. Ridiculous. But I appreciate the time, Don. You guys
Thank
have
you.
A great
Thanks, day. Robert, very much. 855-839-1210. Coming to more calls, we'll talk with Judge Dugan. If you've seen the video, I don't know what Nick said in the morning. Dawn was asking me about it. To me, it's clear he assassinated her. You make the argument they were struggling with a screwdriver. And then he shot her. Okay. But then the multiple shots after that, that's not manslaughter. This is what Krasner does. This is 12th and Chestnut. I know you may be one of the people saying, well, that's why I'll never go into Center City, Philadelphia. All right. I hear you. Or I'm never going to use SEPTA or X, Y, and Z. I'm going to avoid all this stuff. But this light rail thing, am I right? It seems like it could be suburban there, too. I'm not sure. Is it like our SEPTA in the suburbs?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, the train line isn't nearly as long. I mean, this is just taking you, you know, across Charlotte here in the
neighboring
areas.
Yeah.
It's above ground.
Okay.
Yeah, like I said yesterday, there's just the conductor driving the train. There's no security. There's no anyone taking tickets, at least not that I saw when I was there.
All right. So, again, classic transit, light rail. Yeah. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. More calls coming up. Judge Dugan, we're going to talk with Corey DeAngelis. He was on yesterday with Will Cain on Fox. And he is the evangelist of school choice, but he just thinks there should be a multitude of choices. What disturbed me, this school using AI to teach kids. The AI teaches them, as I understand it, 2 hours a day in addition to everything else. That's a choice. If parents want it, I'm okay. But it's not something I think, wow, AI as the tutor, as the teacher. Here we go.
Ugh.
And I'm even more determined than ever after seeing all this. I do not want Major League Baseball to be using computers as the umpire. It's clearly part of the game, I think. And is the computer going to be right? We're all just going to, the computer said it. It's right. Can they actually do that? We'll see. It's next year, right, that they roll it out?
We
don't know.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And I didn't know that Kyle Schwarber, only the second time in Phillies history.
Yeah.
Now, they weren't hitting a lot of home runs in 1883, but still 142 years. Anybody has hit 50 home runs. That is pretty stunning.
I mean,
but mildly,
the only other person I think that might have done it would have been Mike Schmidt.
Mike Schmidt, yeah.
Besides
exactly.
Ryan Howard, of course. But
yeah, and today's mentality about home runs versus average, Mike Schmidt might have done it. Yeah,
oh,
it was
yeah.
one of a kind. So, yeah, Schwarber, though, is like this something so different in baseball than almost anything we've seen. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. All right, 855-839-1210. Jump in.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Okay, it is Dom time. 855-839-1210. Van Jones, really, the statement on CNN that this man was in crisis, the guy who we saw kill this young refugee, is really capturing the whole two side of this thing. Here's Megyn Kelly. This is Cut 11, making the point about the third party in this. And you have one side that defends a criminal justice system as it is. The other side saying, thank God Trump is taking this apart. Here is Megyn Kelly talking about the third party, the media, in all this.
Hang on, I'm having a trouble.
Okay.
With this clip. Just give me one second.
Sure. This is the third party being that the media has come up with every excuse in the world why this story was not compelling, why it was not out there as much as it should be. And that's ongoing, this debate. Pam Bondi, who yesterday declared that we are looking at the federal involvement in this, that means the death penalty is in play. Certainly, I think you know the standard for the death penalty, even if the guy has mental illness. It's a pretty simple standard. Does he understand what he's doing in this killing, even in a nanosecond? And I would believe that he did. Death penalty here? Yes, absolutely. You don't get one free body before we do something about you, but that seems to be the way that it works. Also, I want to play Dr. Marty here, Henry, when you're ready, in a minute. Dr. Marty McCary, who was our guy. Well, here's Megyn Kelly.
First. I can do Marty. I can't do Megyn.
Okay, all right. That's a problem. Okay. All right. Here's Dr. Marty McCary. This will be cut 17. Look, I'm on board with what I think he's saying here. I don't get it. Somebody's going to have to explain it to me. Why we can't have drug ads on TV. That people can't have knowledge on this and make it up. Now, I agree with Marty, what he's going to say, though, what the restriction should be. Here's Marty McCary. Yesterday, it started up again. Should drug ads be on TV?
They're entitled to advertise. We have regulations at the FDA that say they cannot create a misleading impression and they have to provide a fair balance. And we're going to say now the side effects have to go in the ad. They can't put it somewhere else. No one's enforced these regs. These regs have increasingly had enforcement that's been lax over the years to the point where in the last administration, in 2023, there was only one enforcement letter sent by the FDA. And last year, it was zero. Today, I sent out 108 enforcement letters, which were cease and desist letters to the companies. And we sent out.
So what are you saying in these letters? That your advertising is misleading? It's wrong? What is it?
That's right. It's violating our regulations. It's creating a misleading or false impression. It's not listing the side effects appropriately. I mean, you're watching people singing and dancing, and then you think, wait, did I just hear sudden death? I mean, they're not
as long as they say it, it's okay, right?
Well, they have to give a fair picture of the medication. We've got online pharmacies that don't mention any side effects whatsoever. We've got paid social media influencers that are paid by the pharmaceutical companies, essentially advertising a drug. Studies show side effects are mentioned less than a third of the time.
All right. A lot to unpack there. Boy, I'm dying to get Marty back on. I'm on board with what he said there. He sent out 108 to Biden. Just let it go. You know, I'm picturing, and look, it's hard to do and make a good commercial. You have a limited period of time. He's right, though. You have singing and dancing. And does he hear Ozempic? And says, I hear a sudden death there. And then that ad, you know, or whatever the problem. I'm not singling that out with it. Wait a minute. Sudden death. But did I hear that? You know, and it's all this thing. And that one guy, the guy that bothers me the most, we might do that tomorrow. I got three candidates. but it just intrigues me. The guy that's working on the car and the Ozempic marching thing is coming through town, and he's got to dust his hands and hand it to the kid that has the hood up with him, and he's got to go and join this march.
Yeah, of course. It's flash mob.
And it, yeah, the woman's painting. It's a beautiful day. The other guy's coming out of the building. Goes, well, my God, it's a flash mob.
We're all
here
enjoying our weight loss.
Well,
here.
Yes. And by the way, our AOC, and you know, they say these weird things like, did you know my AOC is down 42 million?
My A1C, yeah.
Yes.
It's easy to see. I'm lowering my A1C.
I still think they should be on TV. Dan Ditton, Henry, should they be on TV following what Marty said here, though?
I mean, I go back and forth about it because I am with Dan where I think it is incredibly harmful. But at the same time, people should know what they should be able to buy. I don't like the whole, like, squeezing it in at the end, all the side effects and everything. They do it
good
fast.
Point.
So there has to be, there has to be some sort of guidelines so you actually know what you're getting into. Because I don't know how many people actually do their homework on some of these, you know, drugs they might take.
Yeah.
So that's, I think you can keep it. But there needs to be significant changes. I don't want, people singing, dancing, having a good time. It's the best drug ever. Yeah, like that can't be the normal anymore.
Over top of what the side effects are.
Yeah, over top of the side effects. Yeah. They're watering plants or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Or you can't hear it or you're distracted by it, et cetera. I just, libertarian in this, I don't think it should be taken off TV. I think we should see what the pitch is, what they're doing, et cetera. Now, RFK Jr. says, well, the problem with that is, these people are believing you'll get well from a pill. All right, I get it. We're in that type of society, but there's got to be free will here, right? There's got to be some of that going on. Marty laid it out. He sent out 108 letters specifically. Here's how you're in violation. All on board with that. But I am not in the camp. Oh, the world's going to be great. Just take off the... There's one other angle. It is true that the news organizations, you know, like the nightly news and all that stuff, and a lot of news organizations, they're reluctant to go after telling you about any of these products because they're being paid big money to run the commercials. Now, how do we deal with that? I'll admit. But Marty is project one to get back on here. One letter, zero letter. He wrote 108 yesterday. Okay, coming up, Judge Patrick Dugan, who would be an outstanding DA, is with us. We have this shooting at 12th and Chestnut. And according to Dawn, when we were going back and forth on this, Dave and Nick thought, well, maybe downplaying this to some form of manslaughter, which seems to be Larry Krasner's favorite word. I watch this clearly. If this isn't murder, then I don't know what murder is. There's a clear moment here where there's an assassination. Why in the world? This is his MO. This is what I still charge with this. Yeah, but you downgraded it to almost nothing. That's what the game is. That's what he does. All right, we'll talk to the judge. I know he's got a big fundraiser tonight, too, if you're interested in Northeast Philadelphia. I'll be over at Chambers. Otherwise, I was thinking of going in Doylestown. I'll tell you more about that. Hope to see you out there tonight. Should be a great crowd. You know, it's so important to make sure our families have the essentials, food, shelter, and of course, pure, clean drinking water. A lot of news about drinking water these days. Just do what I did and count on Martin Water Conditioning to secure your family's drinking water. The Kinetico system removes all the impurities from your water. What comes out of the tap? Crystal clear, all natural water. Not only is it the best tasting water ever, it provides peace of mind knowing that your family's water is pure and clean. The Martin Water Conditioning family is passionate about water. They'll put their 46 years of experience to work for you. Their customer service, attention to detail, fantastic. They'll come out to your home, test your water, recommend solutions that make sense for you. Contact Martin Water Conditioning, and they'll take great care of you. Click on martinwater.com or 800-887-7555. Our guy, Dwayne, fabulous. 800-887-7555. Tell them Dom G sent you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All right, we got a real shot, I believe, in November to get out from under the great K-man, Larry Krasner. And yesterday, the 12th and Chestnut shooting had all the hallmarks of what Krasner does. You know, maybe people have lost a sense of what it means when you do this going down Broadway, Chestnut Street, 550 or so last Saturday, sunshiny day. Broad daylight, a lot of people around. You just gun down someone at will. After you're hanging around that, apparently, that 7-Eleven all the time. And the charge is some kind of involuntary manslaughter. Let's go to Judge Patrick Dugan, his opponent. Hey, Judge, welcome back. Thanks for joining us today.
Good day.
Hey, Dom. Nice to be here.
Well, I saw you, Sergeant Mark and some others, I saw you around Twitter and other places talking about this with your background as a judge, your legal expertise. I'm a law school dropout, we know. But even I know this has all the hallmarks of what Philadelphia has become under Krasner.
Yeah, in so many different ways, this sums it up. And in my opinion, enough is enough. This clown's got to go. I mean, now it's okay to be in Center City, Philadelphia, and basically, Larry is legalizing murder. He's legalizing murder now. He's downgrading this to voluntary manslaughter, like it's a retail theft or disorderly conduct. We saw the video. This case needs to go to court as a murder. He is being the defense attorney. And he's doing a great job as a defense attorney. His results, I would want to hire him as my defense attorney.
You know what, Judge?
Prosecutor.
Yeah, I think you got to continue using that line. That is exactly correct. And we have as a backdrop, a contrast, what he did with police officer Mark Dial, who even if, let's say, you think Dial made the wrong procedural decision, police department in that shooting, he was charged with murder big time, and Krasner made him sweat it out in jail for a long time.
Dom, the only class of people that Larry Krasner goes after are people with a badge. I witnessed that on the court. So I'm the president of municipal court judge, and the way municipal court and court of common pleas work, in order to get a jury trial at the court of common pleas, you can request to bypass having a bench trial in municipal court. Larry Krasner would bypass the bench trial for any defendant that had a badge, and the only time he did it was for those who had a badge. He would say, we want to go to the jury. We don't want to go to a municipal court judge. And the only class of people he did that for day in and day out were people with badges. If he did that for people with purple hair, there would be all yep. kinds of lawsuits. He has right. bias against people with a badge instead of having bias against people committing these crimes.
Judge, tonight, big fundraiser for you. I know you had the one in North Wildwood. I'm at another one tonight. Otherwise, I'd stop by. I want to be at one of your events and really support where? Where are you tonight and what are the times?
So we're at Konstadter's up on Academy and Willits in Northeast Philadelphia. That's from 6 to 8. Everyone's welcome to come on by. And for those who live in the suburbs, listen, this affects you too. Because wouldn't it be nice to be able to go back to 12th and Chestnut and go shopping someday in the future? Wouldn't it be nice in 2026 when we have the All-Star Game and all the celebrations for the services that Center City would be safe? We need help. So, yes, please, come on out and help us.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I want to underline, Pat, the fact that Northeast Philadelphia, in my mind, is the real bastion of this battle with Krasner. It's still middle class savable, but, you know, another term of Krasner, it just creeps up the boulevard. If people turn out, as they did Joe Bocozzi, there's that pockets of people that get it in Northeast Philadelphia. This is a lot clearer than the Bocozzi race against the other guy. The other guy was kind of a moderate Democrat, I guess, of a sort. This is much different with Krasner, particularly for Northeast Philadelphia.
Listen, this is for the entire city needs to wake up. Krasner is an anarchist. He does not care about victims. I mean, that murder on 12th and Chestnut shows you there's no compassion for that victim. There's no compassion for the people who are getting their cars stolen or carjacked. He is destroying the fabric of our city every single day by what he does in the district attorney's office. And yes, it's affecting all of us, and it's starting to affect all corners of this city. We need to wake up and get out and stop this. People need to get to vote, get out there, you know, and get some support for me, help with donations, volunteer, but get your neighbors out to vote.
Where do they go, Judge Dugan? What's your website? Where do they go to help?
So judgeduganforda.com is our website, and we have our social media handles is Dugan4DA. You can make an online donation, but the biggest thing is, folks, please get your neighbors to come out and vote.
Exactly. Judge.
17% of voters came out last time, Dom.
Wow.
That means 83% of Philadelphia voters stayed home. 83%, you need to get off your butts and help save the city and get rid of Let Them Go Larry.
Any word on debates yet? Will there be debates, do you think?
I hope there will be debates. I doubt it. He wussed out in the springtime. I will put it out there publicly. I will debate Larry Krasner anywhere, anytime, as many times as he would like. And I don't care who the moderator is. He could have his wife be the moderator. I don't care. I will do it. I don't care.
That would be an interesting debate. Judge, thank you. We'll continue to talk. Thanks, Judge Dugan, very much.
Take care. Go Birds.
Thank you, Judge. Larry could say, I'll debate him anywhere he wants. Tom Giordano could be the moderator. Yeah, right. Yeah, that would be the hardest to appear to be unbiased. You know, he cleans the glass. He starts doing that look with the glasses. That's it. That's it. It's off. The gloves are off anytime. All right. So 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Dr. Marty, I thought that was brilliant stuff about what they want to do with drug ads. He sent 108 letters out. I'm on board with that. But taking them off TV, you know, there's a tendency with some people in the MAHA thing to just, there's a group of, I'm not bringing that woman on anymore. I'm tired of hearing attacking farmers and the pesticides. Mm-hmm. Look, I think we could take a look at curtailment and all that, but farmers need to do what they need to do to raise food here. I mean, it just gets to be unrealistic. So if we didn't have those ads on TV, what would happen? Now, regulating them, to be fairness in advertising, and Marty even talked about these influencers who are paid a lot of money and tell people, oh, yeah, don't worry about that sudden death stuff and all. Just use this product. Might have to tomorrow since it's in the news. Tomorrow, of course, 24th anniversary of 9/11. I was talking with Jim Kelly, and Henry, just a reminder tomorrow. Let's get him. He said he'd be here. When I came in, first watch, as it was breaking, we were three buildings ago. We were back in the NBC 10 building, I believe, at that point. Mm-hmm. And Jim Kelly, they put in on the board, along with others. There was a whole bunch of people in there because the breaking news was just incredible at that point. I was on when the Pentagon went down, was under attack. The second tower went down, etc. And it was probably the most intense of anything I could remember for at least a week of the stuff that went on with that. So tomorrow we'll play you some of that sound back and talk about it. And then next year's the big one, 25 years. I don't know how much memory people have. What do we take from it? What is the reminder? Well, the reminder is we know who did it and they killed us and we can't let it happen again. It's the same reminder we're talking about when it comes to crime. What we saw in Charlotte is apropos of what the fear is that's out there with people like this guy at 12th and Chestnut. You heard the judge. And I'm bothered by this assistant chief with the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office for Homicides. He says the reports the shooter pulls out a screwdriver that he kept on him. Then she pulls the gun out. The gun was hers. She initially possessed the gun and brought it to the location with her. And she inserted herself into whatever was going on unrelated to her. You know, just that language here. What was going on with the woman there? Thank God somebody was trying to intervene. No. And what must that 7-Eleven be like there? With guys like this hanging out there all day long. That's what Philadelphia is. That's why Wawa and the others move out. Now, of course, they don't go crazy blaming Krasner. They just move out of Center City. And what Trump's doing in Washington and what we're seeing play out here is that Center City should be the heartbeat where you're safe, it's well-policed, it's clean, and you don't have to deal with this. Instead, it's one of the worst places to be, arguably. Okay, I am coming to your calls next at 2 o'clock. We're going to talk with Corey DeAngelis, the evangelist of school choice. He's in the news. He was on with Will Cain yesterday, and he talked about schools that are using AI, and apparently parents want this, as the tutor or teacher for at least 2 hours a day, among other things. And look, I'm all for school choice. That's what you want to do as a parent, but I am increasingly nervous about the use of AI. I just, I don't see that. The driverless car, AI teaching kids. Could we have if they're going to do it for Major League Baseball, are they going to have computerization for NFL football? Mm. Could the computer say that's a block or that's a charge? Yeah, I want to see that. I want to see judgment on that. You know, when Mahomes runs out of bounds, flopping or not flopping, what should the guy do? Can the computer? What would the computer say when what's-the-name spits on Dak Prescott? You know,
yeah.
I don't compute. How in the world are you going to replace this stuff with computerization? Baseball's easier. I get that. All right, more calls are coming up right there at 855-839-1210. Let me tell you first, though, about my friend and board-certified prosthodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz. I'm thrilled to tell you the great news that Dr. Bentz is expanding his services and availability with a new prosthodontist joining the team in September. So if you're a patient with complex dental issues, maybe even putting off seeing a dentist for quite a period of time, maybe you're a general dentist listening that can use some backup in complicated cases, this is the guy to go to. It is solutions-based. Dr. Bentz lives for this. And now we have an additional prosthodontist. So I've been seeing Dr. Bentz for 10 years, really happy with the strides I've made, electric toothbrush, water pick, all kinds of things, with great dental health. The road to that is there. And you will see, I often mention this, the confidence that Dr. Bentz has. He knows what he's doing. He knows how to help each individual patient. He gets patient buy-in. And you're going to get the smile that you've always wanted. So just call and schedule that appointment now at 610-272-6949. 610-272-6949 or visit BentzDentalGroup.com. That's BENTZ DentalGroup.com. All right, Dom Giordano Show. You know, my connection to Scott Jennings, love the guy. And we're working with him on a Politics and Pints upcoming. Should have a date soon. But yesterday, I think he was on, it wasn't the 10 o'clock show, it was another show. And he was on a panel with Randy Weingarten. Henry and I are on the chase. Book comes out on September 17th. Really, the architect. They're not listening to Becky Pringle. It's Weingarten. Fascism and Trump. Listen to this exchange with Jennings. And I don't know what Weingarten said after this. It was beautifully played and just crafted so well. What he told her to her face on this panel.
We don't know each other, but speaking on behalf of millions of Americans.
Oh, okay.
Parents, I have four at home. I had to teach them at home. My wife had to teach them at home. I am stunned at what you have said this week about your claiming to have wanted to reopen schools. I think you'll find that most parents believe you were the tip of the spear of school closures. There are numerous statements you made over the summer of 20 scaring people to death about the possibility of opening schools. And I hear no remorse whatsoever about the generational damage that's been done to these kids. I have two kids with learning differences. Do you know how hard it is for them to learn at home and not in a classroom that was designed for them? And for you to sit in front of Congress and the American people and say, oh, I wanted to open them the whole time. I am shocked. I'm stunned. I'm stunned. And there are millions of parents who feel the exact same way.
Okay.
All right. So that's a throwback. That was April. I don't know why it was in the morning stuff here. But again, I think it's a prelim to Randy Weingarten out there on the big book tour. We hope to get her on. Around this and she did. I mean, and why did they do it? That question comes up all the time. Power. Showing the power that they had, they were going to do what they wanted. They'd rather stay home. They'd rather go through what they did. There was no scientific judgment. We still have not had a reckoning on that. That's one of the problems. I'll ask that of Corey DeAngelis, who is the school choice evangelist coming up. He was on with Will Cain yesterday. And he told me he was going to be flying to Dallas, wherever Will Cain, I know he's in Texas. And he talked about AI. He is the ultimate proponent of choice. Even if, and look, I am too. If you're a parent and you want AI teaching your kid at least part of the time, I'm on board that you'd be able to do that. I don't like it. I'm not on the side of advocating that. But he's talking, and we just had that conversation with Ryan Boyer today. It's already causing ripples. I'm getting texts and everything else from it about what he said about Josh Shapiro. I'm going to ask DeAngelis. The argument was, well, Josh Shapiro's for choice only where schools are desperate, not in these other school districts. Really? Okay. That's going to be the hill they're going to die on, it seems to be here. And he couldn't get past these Democrats in the House. And I asked, well, couldn't you push back publicly even? Why not if it's that important? And I think Ryan Boyer does believe it's that important. Why is that still not happening here? And it allows Josh Shapiro to get away with it. I don't think he's going to take the money from the big, beautiful bill that's no strings attached, because to be a Democrat running nationally for president, I don't think you can have that on your resume. That's how crazed they are on this. So I got a lot coming up. Dom's Money Melody. Henry's been on fire with this for a great prize. We'll have that too.
Super pretentious.
Super pretentious. Pretentious is the watchword today as far as the side question. And we hope to get, I admire the guy a lot, as you know, Stephen Sund, who was the guy in charge Capitol Police on 9/11. I asked him because, and we had new listeners at 2 o'clock versus noon. I'll give you a little bit of the flavor of what dropped right before I came on the air today, which is the idea that the Washington Post got these documents inadvertently, the National Guard troops in Washington, saying essentially they're embarrassed. It's shameful that they're there engaged in this. They're politicized and they're afraid. Are you buying that? Is that the real story? And the people in command, what do you do with something like that? Isn't it your job to make them see the big picture here? We are on two sides on this. The Charlotte thing underlines it. What's going on in Washington underlines. And sadly, there are people still in the military, apparently, that are woke. What's shameful about the National Guard protecting people and giving people in Washington for once the ability to have a somewhat normal life versus bullets and carjackings? What the hell is shameful about that? Shouldn't they be calling the troops in and saying, all right, let me hear you out. Tell me what you're feeling is shameful. I know we have all kinds of military people. If you were a sergeant or anything like that, what would you say back to these troops? Don't say go to hell. I know that. What would you say when they say it's shameful? It's embarrassing that we're doing this. They're taking surveys on this. What would your response be? All right, we'll find out all those things coming up.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.